You're listening to Stateside. I'm April Baer. Over the weekend, thousands of people attended the annual March for Life in Washington, D.C. Whenever you watch videos of demonstrations, most of those people you're looking at are not compensated. Kristen Polo is the executive director of Protect Life Michigan. She does get a paycheck for that job. She works with the campus pro-life groups around the state. But she came up, like many who do activism, as someone ready to dedicate hours, months, years of her life to a cause. You might have heard last week on the show, we marked Angela Davis's recent visit to Michigan, talking with a young activist about some experiences she's had organizing for progressive causes. At that time, Vidya Aravind spoke about moments of isolation and the ways that other people sometimes define her by activism work. So we were curious what Kristen Polo would say about how she's dealt with those same issues, going back to the days when she was working on a volunteer basis. Kristen, welcome. To begin with, tell us about what set you on your activist path.
Well, I first got involved as a high school student in the pro-life movement. I was really convicted about abortion, especially after hearing the testimonies of many women who had experienced abortions themselves and so deeply cared and wanted to do something to help women who felt like they had no other option, wanted to stand up against this injustice. And so I started to get a little bit involved in high school and even deeper in college, and then ultimately was called to work full time after graduating from college, and I've worked in the pro-life movement since 2013.
What kinds of activities were you doing when you first started, and I guess through the course of your career as an activist?
I first got involved on the political side of things. I did a lot with Right to Life of Michigan, knocking doors for different pro-life candidates. I volunteered working at the pro-life fair booths, and from there started to get more and more involved with my peer group. I led a pro-life group with other high school students and then did the same in college. I went to the University of Michigan, studied political science there, and started to do a lot of outreach on my campus to raise awareness about abortion, help people understand what they believe about the issue more deeply and engage in dialogue with my fellow peers.
So it sounds like this has been something like a 10-year journey for you.
It has, yes.
What else has been happening in your life during that time?
Well, a lot. graduating high school, graduating college, getting married, starting my career. There's been a lot of change throughout all of this over the last nearly 15 years, but throughout that entire time, I've stayed heavily involved. In fact, I think for some people, activism seems to have this pull that you care a little bit and you get involved a little bit, and then it just keeps going deeper and becomes more and more. And, you know, I think about my life today and I can't separate who I am from this work that I do. It's such a heavy part of my life because it's a part of who I am today, and the way that I live and how I see myself is as an activist in many ways.
Do you feel like there have been some costs to you for activism?
There certainly have. For me, some of the costs of activism have been sacrificing comfort. I've sacrificed a traditional career and a paycheck. I've had to come to terms with the fact that my activism makes me step out of my comfort zone nearly every single day. I've lost relationships.
When you talk about sacrificing comfort, how did you imagine your professional life would be before you went full-time in movement?
I didn't ever intend to work in the nonprofit field. I had hoped to be an attorney and was studying political science at the University of Michigan, intending to go down that route. So that was definitely a big career change.
When you say being an activist has taken you out of your comfort zone, could you give us some examples of that?
There's many different aspects to how being an activist has made me step out of my comfort zone. In some ways, it's the actual action of taking a stand. You have to put your fear aside and just be prepared to talk to different people, have difficult conversations. But it's also helped me step out of my comfort zone in other ways, simply by coming to the nonprofit field and taking this little tiny organization and having to grow it into something large and successful has been a challenge, because every day I've had to put on a different hat, whether it's social media or fundraising or public relations, whatever it may be. So it's come with a lot of challenges emotionally and professionally as well.
Can you give us an example of a difficult conversation that you had to come to terms with?
A lot of the activism that I do is dialoguing with people who don't agree with me. So at Protect Life Michigan, we use a lot of different means to simply get people talking. Sometimes that's signs and showing up at different events. Sometimes it's putting tables up on campus or in other community areas to start conversations. And there have been a lot of difficult conversations, because abortion is something that has touched different people's lives in many different ways. It can be sensitive whether you're pro-life or pro-choice.
Do you feel like activism has colored your interactions with other people or shaped relationships in other ways?
I do. Activism has both strengthened some relationships, and it's also cost me others. I've lost really close, lifelong friends who simply couldn't see past our differing opinions, even despite having a really deep love for one another. And I think that being an activist can amplify your differences, and that can be really hard for some people to take on. And so it can be a challenge for some relationships. Others, you know, you feel like you're on the front lines with them. So fellow activists, we kind of get it, right? Like, we're buddies in that battle. And so sometimes there's a cost. Sometimes I think there can be a benefit as well. But I've even seen it cost relationships inside my own faith community, because it's such a complicated topic. Even people who might be on the same page and have the same beliefs, even those relationships can be challenged at times.
How would you say you've coped with those costs?
There are days that are harder than others, days that I feel hurt and upset. But I think the reality is that the price I've paid for being an activist is still far less than what the victims of the injustice have lost. And I think no matter what you're an activist for, whether it's, you know, you see yourself as a pro-life activist or maybe it's some other issue, at the end of the day, I think for most, the cost is worth the reward, because we want to be those people in history who are willing to stand up and speak up and sacrifice anything in order to challenge the status quo and create change. And because I believe that lives are on the line every single day, if I have to sacrifice whatever it may be, comfort, relationships, so that someone else can live, I'm willing to do that.
Are there things that you've done to sort of, I mean, everyone, in addition to having a professional community, needs a community of friends. Are there things that you've done to sort of strengthen that community in your own life?
Absolutely. And I'm so thrilled to say that I have friends on both sides of the aisle with this issue who are pro-life and pro-choice. I think at the heart of it, just being able to understand one another and have conversations and love one another despite differences is really important. You know, I also have friends who are very outspokenly pro-choice and work for organizations like Planned Parenthood and are still able to maintain those friendships because of our ability to converse with one another and have those important conversations and learn from each other.
What would you say it's taken to maintain those friendships?
The ability to love each other despite our differences and be understanding. I really believe that opposite sides of any issue need to talk and learn from each other, because that's going to strengthen our understanding of each other and our own positions. So it's never been something I've been afraid of as an activist. It's actually one of my core drives, is to have effective dialogue with people who are different than me.
As a practical matter, I mean, are these people that you can like hang out with on the weekends?
Sometimes feel to me like I might be a little bit more open to that than they are, but that's okay. As I was thinking about this topic and the cost of activism, I was reminded, I've been watching this series on Netflix about World War II, I think a lot of people often think back to great injustices of the past, and we think, I would have done something. I would have spoken up. I would have taken action. But then somehow we fail to speak up or take action when we're faced with very real injustices of today. You know, there's so many things happening around us that we could be a part of and do something about, but many times we don't. And I think that's because doing so almost always comes at great personal cost. Speaking up against injustice is always going to cost us something, but we have to do it anyway. And so whether it's comfort or lost relationships or a traditional career path, I'm just reminded that all of that is worth it because you get to be one of those people throughout history who is challenging the status quo, trying to change the injustice and make things better. And that would be my encouragement to people. Yeah, there's going to be personal costs. There always are, but it's worth it for sure.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having this conversation. I appreciate it.
Kristen Polo is the executive director of Protect Life Michigan. The group works with the campus pro-life groups around the state. If you'd like to hear last week's interview with Vidya Aravind for a few different takes on life in activism, go to michiganradio.org.